8:09 ruined. It's on Triple M. 24 degrees, sunny in Adelaide today. Beautiful weather on the way. It was good over the weekend.
Yep.
Roo, I ran into some people on the weekend. You know, we've spoken about the Commonwealth Games before, and I've questioned with you whether we should actually partake. Should we be bidding for them? Would it be good for our city? Should we spend all that money? Now, the reason I'm slightly negative about it is that going back, Kuala Lumpur got the Games in 1998, and we were one of the cities that bid for those Games.
Yep.
We spent $80 million over a couple of years, a lot of money, time and effort, and a lot of staff.
That is a ridiculously large amount of money.
Now, do you know what the annoying thing was? When they granted the Games to Kuala Lumpur, they told Adelaide, you were never going to get them.
Well, that is ridiculous. I was angry at the time,
and they said it was Asia's turn to get them. You were never, ever in the running.
Well, why not
tell us? That's right. So tell us that beforehand. Well, I'm glad to say they've actually changed the process now. So what happens is the Commonwealth Games, I guess they're called the committee or the officials, have been in Adelaide over the last few days to see if we are actually worthy.
Well, we've had good weather.
Which is good. That's right. But they go around and check our venues and check accommodation and all the sorts of things. Transport. Could we do it? Which I think is great. At least they've changed the process. It's also a lot shorter, the process. So you don't spend a lot of time, effort and staff on it. And they tell you basically, yes, you are worthy, you should bid for it, or no, don't waste your time.
Yep. So does that mean we're down to a shortlist it's or not?
Possibly, possibly. Now, what I've learnt over the last few days is that our facilities are up to scratch. So one thing that's come out of this is that we won't need to build as many things as what some other cities would. For example, I didn't realise this, but our velodrome is world-class still. Even though it was built a long time ago, they're saying that because we have the Cycling Academy here, it's always being updated and upgraded, right?
Yeah.
So that's good. World-class. So we've got certain things like that that won't need to be built. The other thing that I liked is that our government's involved in this, obviously, and what they're saying is that if we were successful, we will build things that were going to be built anyway. In other words, it's not an extra cost. So the housing is going to be for aged care. It's going to be social housing.
For the village, isn't it?
Yes. All of these houses will be used for aged care, student accommodation for our universities, which we will need more of, and also social housing, so you know, like housing trust. All right. So in other words, it's not an additional cost. It's a cost that we would have.
Yeah, you're going to on sale anyway. Afterwards, and it doesn't cost you anything.
So in other words, they're doubling up on a lot of what would happen, which I think again,
well,
very
that's
sensible.
Smart.
Because I think when you go for Olympic Games or Commonwealth
Games,
housing
trust people are going to be happy. They're going to be pretty decent accommodation.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you think of big cities that do these things, that, oh, there's a lot of wastage and there's a lot of things built for the heck of it. Well, that's not going to happen. So I think that's a positive. Now, here's one that's interesting. We haven't got a swimming pool that would be good enough or big enough. Now, you think, well, hang on, we just built the Marion Aquatic Centre.
Well, we did just build that. We had the World Championships here, didn't we?
Right. Do you know what they're going to do? In this bid, in our pitch, we're actually going to have a drop-in swimming pool at the entertainment centre. How's that?
What?
A drop-in swimming pool.
What do you mean a drop-in swimming pool?
A temporary pool. So just for the Commonwealth Games, a swimming pool will be dropped into the entertainment centre because we haven't got a pool here big enough for the crowd. For the, you know, the stands aren't big enough. This is true. I'm telling you. This is the stuff I found out over the weekend.
That sounds, I don't disagree with it. It just sounds weird.
Mm.
So what, surely they're not digging a hole. They're putting it on above ground.
A Clark Rubber above ground pool is what they'll... No, well, of course they'll dig in or something.
I'm saying that I'd be very surprised if they dig into... They can't dig into the ground. The car park's underneath.
Well, it might just sit on the floor there and you use all of the seats on the sides for the crowd.
Yeah, so it's above ground.
Well, it might be. I don't know.
Well, I'm just asking because it sounds different. I can't believe the Marion Swimming Pool's not right.
It's surprising, isn't it? Because that grandstand is quite big.
Oh, it's very big. And you don't get huge numbers at Commonwealth Games.
Now, the only thing that counts against us is the fact that in relatively recent times, Melbourne have held the Games and Gold Coast last year. So
yeah, but we're talking about in 8 or 10 years, aren't
it's
we?
It's 2026. Yeah.
So there
you go. So very positive.
Can I ask a question, Ditz? If you sound like you've done all this research, would the athletics track be at Adelaide Oval?
Probably. You'd think so. Because, again, what the feedback I got
is Mile End's not going to be big enough.
No. So they like our facilities we've got at the moment. We won't need to build a heap of brand-new stadiums. So if you're thinking of cost or whatever, it sounds as though it's going to be quite affordable for us to do it.
Right. Mm. So we're getting fair dinkum by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
I reckon you need to do a little bit more digging. Just get back to us how they do that swimming pool, just for interest's sake, because I'm interested in that.
Okay.
Because it does sound...
Anyone out there with an above-ground pool, you're a chance to,
they went
to host
out,
the games.
They went out in the 80s, those pools. Didn't they? When, well, when your fat mate would fall over on the side of it and all the water...
Yeah.
Go out the pool.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for trivialising my... I've done so much homework on this.
Flood in the entertainment would be funny, though. Hey, we're not far away from our Monday talkback segment, Ditz.